just call him a bull.
And did you always know them to that? Did you ever hear that that wasn't polite to say that in front of a woman?
I have, but I've always said it all my life. I've always said bull because that's what they are.
That's what they are, and I always wondered why they think that.
And the same way about my painting pictures. I paint the sex of each picture that I make.
Yeah, because it's there. I mean, it's...
Well, God made it, and why should man be ashamed of it?
That's true. Oh, I wondered about
that. See, look here at this goat.
Yeah, that's a male
goat. See, he's
goat.
A male.
What do they call male goats? Is there a name?
O'Billies.
O'Billies, yeah.
If I paint a horse or anything that way, I make the sex, mm-hmm. or a cow, or a bull, or anything like mm-hmm. that. I make the sex.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't make them true to life if you do that.
Yeah, well, that's right.
And if I make a horse and want a stallion, I just make a stallion mm-hmm. out of him. Mm-hmm. Like a picture of the storm. That's the prettiest horse in that I ever saw. He's a big old black stallion.
Uh-huh. That storm picture?
Uh-huh.
Did you make a storm picture?
It's up there in the bank. Go see it.
Oh, I'll have to go see that.
There's a little white mare.
Oh.
And she's got her head thrown over his neck.
Oh.
And this storm is coming off in the distance. It's a cyclone, and they look like they're scared to death.
Oh, I would have to go.
And the timber just about looks like, some of the fence is already blowed down.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And the trees are laying on the ground, some of them.
Well, isn't it?
Go up there and see it. It's a pretty nice picture. I've sold quite a lot of them.
I don't have any money, so I don't ever go to the bank, but I'll have to go to the bank to see
you
your
picture. You won't have to pay anything to see them.
To see your picture.
Yeah, Bill Nixon just wanted me to paint one and put it in there, and I studied around for a long time what to paint.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd put that Indian picture on display so much. Mm-hmm. I told Bill, I said, I'm going to paint the storm. Mm-hmm. And so that's the one I've got in. I thought, it's a great big painting. It's about, I guess, a 20 by 30.
Mm, yeah.
It's a great big painting.
One.
No sugar, I don't want one now.
Oh, how long does it usually take you to paint one like that?
Oh, if I just sit down and paint, I can paint that in 3-4 hours. But
oh, you can? Well, you can't believe that. I can't.
Usually fool around a day or two sometimes on one.
I can't believe that. It's just amazing. Well, now, you said that you do your work around here with horses. Did you ever have any, did they have mules much?
That's all we ever worked was mules.
Oh, you
had my husband
mules.
And I.
Mm-hmm. That's all. And
we never did have horses. He never did like them, and I didn't either.
Mm-hmm.
We'd rather have mules mm-hmm. to work, so we always just kept spanning mules.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, now, did you ever know people to use, it was a kind of an animal that was real strong, and it looked something like a bull, but now would they hook them up to yokes?
Yeah, that's a steer.
Oh, so you've seen them use
them? Oh, yes, I've seen them. I've seen the steers a lot of times mm-hmm. at work. I knew one man over there where we lived that used a harness on, just like you use on a horse.
Instead of a yoke?
Yeah, and he put the collars upside down on them.
Well, isn't that something that they
could do that? And, Lord, he could get up and stand up on a load of ties and take a whip, and now he could get them things to go.
I thought that you'd think that they'd be real slow, you know?
They are where you've got them to an old yoke.
But that's the... Why they're slow, it was the yoke.
Yeah, I guess it was. But now he had him an old whip, and he'd get up there, and Lord, now he'd put them things going. They'd just get up and dig. They'd go as fast as a team of mules would go.
Well, now, a baby cow, what do you call?
Cow.
And then when...